This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Senators are returning to Capitol Hill today to begin debate on a voting rights bill. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
This will be the fifth time the Senate will try to pass voting rights legislation this session, but with two holdout Democrats, it appears they don't have the votes. Elections officials have been issuing warnings. New state laws are making it more difficult to vote for some in certain parts of the country.
Many residents of the Northeast are digging out from that storm that dumped more than a foot of snow on some areas, but another weather system might be ahead. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Cars try to dig out of snow-covered roads in Pittsburgh, where resident Amber Engelman tells WTAE-TV she can't get down her own street.
The streets are barely plowed, not salted.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says there's another reason digging out is going to be difficult.
Temperatures for most of this week will be quite cold. And so all the snow that fell is not really going to go anywhere.
And he says for those who were impacted by the last storm,
we are watching a system that might try to come together across the Mid-Atlantic later this work week into Saturday.
But Taylor says it's too early to forecast. I'm Julie Walker.
Tensions have been rising between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine. The State Department says Secretary Tony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with its president. Health experts are batting back Chinese state media reports that claim the packages mailed from overseas may have spread the coronavirus in Beijing and elsewhere. Experts say the virus spreads mainly when infected human beings speak, cough, sneeze, and breathe. The World Health Organization says coronavirus cannot multiply on the surface of food packages. Gas is $3.31 a gallon this morning, going up. This is AP News. The Rams advance in the NFC playoffs after beating the Cardinals 34-11.
Matthew Stafford passed for two touchdowns and ran for another score in the Rams' 34-11 win over the Cardinals. It's Stafford's first playoff win in his 13-year NFL career. Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp made the touchdown receptions as L.A. took a 28-0 lead in the third quarter. Arizona's dual-threat quarterback Kyler Murray threw for just 137 yards and rushed for only six. He threw two interceptions. One was returned for a pick six. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
Democrat Beto O'Rourke says his campaign for Texas governor raised $7.2 million in the first 6 weeks of a race that could wind up as one of the nation's most expensive in 2022. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has shown an ability to raise millions in a matter of days. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.